Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 10th of September 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Developing Atlantic low, moving steadily east, expected South Viking 977 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. West Viking, southwesterly 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later in south. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. East Viking, North Utsira, westerly 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers becoming squally or thundery, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers becoming squally or thundery, good, occasionally poor. Forties Cromarty, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in north. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West or southwest, veering northwest later except in Fisher and German Bight, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West 4 to 6, backing southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north and 3 in south. Showers, good. Trafalgar, Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northeast Trafalgar and southeast Fitzroy. Showers, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West, veering northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Irish Sea and 4 later elsewhere. Rain or showers, squally for a time, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 for a time later in southeast. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 9th of September. Tyree, automatic, west-southwest 5. Rain, 1 mile, 1,002, falling. Stornoway, southwest 3, 14 miles, 998, falling. Lerwick, southwest 1, 11 miles, 998, falling. Wick, automatic, southwest by south, 3, slight rain, 11 miles, 998, falling. Aberdeen, south-southwest 3, slight rain, 4 miles, 1,000, falling. Lucas, west by south, 3, more than 38 miles, 1,001, falling more slowly. Boomer, southwest by south, 4, 24 miles, 1,004, falling. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1,008, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel, automatic, west-northwest, 5, 11 miles, 1,013. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, northwest 3, 1,015, rising more slowly. Jersey, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Silly Automatic, west by north, 4, 6 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by south, 4, 6 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Aberperth, southwest by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Valley, southwest by west, 5, slight rain, 7 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south, 5, 9 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Valentia, west by south, 3, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Rommelsway, southwest by west, 5, recent rain, 11 miles, 1,009, falling. Malinhead, west-southwest, 6, moderate drizzle, 4 miles, 1,005, falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, west-southwest, 6, rain, 7 miles, 1,005, falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 9th of September 2024. The general situation: a developing area of low pressure will move eastwards across the far north of Scotland during tonight and Tuesday. This will introduce a strong west and northwesterly flow with gales in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South 4 becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 near Rattray Head. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 and north. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly 4 or 5, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, then showers, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, then showers, then rain for a time later. Good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 4 to 6 at first and east, otherwise westerly 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, then showers, then rain for a time later. Good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, then rain or squally showers, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. St. David's Head, the Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west 5 to 7, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, perhaps squally for a time, then showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 5 or 6, increasing 7, a gale 8, then veering northwest 5 to 7. Occasional rain, perhaps squally for a time, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Isle of Man. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and east, then veering westerly or northwesterly, rain at times, then showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 and north, rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in far north. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mullavkin Tyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West, veering northwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, veering northwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally, severe gale 9 at first and north, then 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And Shetland Isles. Southwest 3 or 4, backing northwest 5 to 7, then northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, becoming squally, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Ron Brown in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihuwa.
It's midnight GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, the latest on Europe's economic woes. A former central bank chief says the continent needs urgently to wake up to combat its eroding place in world trade.
It is seen that the Chinese have not been playing fair. The message from Draghi is, well, if nobody else is playing by the rules, why should we? He's saying we need to fight dirty here. We need to throw 800 billion euros a year in investment. This is a wake-up call, and really somebody needs to take action.
Also in the show, we get a sneak peek at the new iPhone 16. It's just been unveiled. And we look at why the governments of Bali and Greece are turning against the tourist trade, on which their economy used to depend. It's after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Palestinian media say dozens of people have been killed or injured in an Israeli airstrike in the southern Gaza Strip. Gaza's civil defence agency says at least 40 tents in Al-Mawasi, a designated humanitarian zone, were destroyed. The Israeli military says it targeted a Hamas command centre. In the north of the territory, the head of the UN's Palestinian agency said Israeli troops stopped its convoy and detained staff for more than 8 hours. Jaesung Lee reports.
In a post on X, Philip Lazzarini said the UNRWA convoy had Palestinian and international personnel involved in the rollout of polio vaccines in the northern Gaza Strip. He said UN vehicles had been bulldozed and its staff held at gunpoint. Mr. Lazzarini said this meant it's now unclear whether the polio campaign will take place in northern Gaza on Tuesday. Earlier, the Israeli military said it had stopped the UN convoy after receiving intelligence that what it called Palestinian suspects were on board.
Three Pakistani MPs from the party of the former Prime Minister Imran Khan have been arrested outside Parliament in Islamabad. The PTI party's leader in Parliament says he's stuck inside the Assembly building, afraid he too will be detained. The reason for the arrests hasn't been revealed, but a BBC correspondent says they are likely to have been made under a law passed last week that allows the authorities to regulate public gatherings. The American actor James Earl Jones, best known for being the voices of the Star Wars villain Darth Vader and Mufasa in Disney's Lion King, has died. He was 93. His career spanning six decades started on Broadway, where his roles included King Lear and Othello. David Sillitoe has this report.